Back here at Dove Valley, Broncos done getting ready for the Cardinals. Want to take a look at this week's game with News Radio 850 KOA's Dave Logan. Dave, feels like there hasn't been a game in weeks. Now, it's been almost 2 weeks. That's okay. Broncos getting ready for another NFC West opponent, not a familiar opponent. I know you've been looking at the Cardinals a little bit. The matchups, I think, that are going to dictate this game. What do you think it's really going to come down to once they take the field? This Arizona team, not your typical Arizona team.
Yeah, they're certainly they're really good on defense. They're excellent against the run. I think they're in the top five in the league against the run. And so this will be a game that I think, and again, this is a bit of conjecture on my part, but people talk about the balance in the Broncos offense. I think that's important. I think you do have to be able to run the ball efficiently. But it would not surprise me a bit if Denver sort of gets back to the really attacking mode on first down that we saw a lot last year. I think if you went and looked at the first three games of the Broncos offense, they've tried to run the ball early in early downs with first and 10, 60% of the time. And so I don't know that we'll see that coming up on Sunday. And I think you'll see a little bit more of an aggressive posture in the early downs.
Adam Gase said on Thursday the running game, to get it going a little bit better, is going to require not just the backs, but the line, the tight ends, everyone, even himself. He said he's got to make some better calls sometimes. Is that going to be as important as you think maybe they're looking at getting ready for the Cardinals to be aggressive, to attack like that? And we haven't touched on their corners yet.
Well, I think you sort of pick and choose as to who you want to battle against and which hill you want to die on. I mean, Arizona's strength is stopping the run. Now, they've got two very good corners as well in Peterson and Cromartie. So you've got to sort of mix and match with that as well. But I think Coach Gase is right in that respect. I mean, it's not just the running back; it's the offensive line, it's the coordination of the offensive line, it's being able to reestablish a line of scrimmage.
Right.
There's a lot of things that go into it, and it's also when you call or when you choose to run the ball, in what personnel group are you in what formation are you in. I mean, does it show that you're going to throw the ball to the defense? So I think there's a lot of things that go into it, and I think they are better. At the end of the season, I think we'll look back and say this running game this year was better than the Broncos running game of 13. It's just going to take some time.
Chris Harris Jr. said after losing to Seattle that the defense learned a few things about themselves. 2 weeks later, how much are you looking forward to seeing how they can apply what they learned in that game against the Cardinals?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this defense. I think, again, as we move further and further into the season, we're going to see them continue to play better. What I was excited about in the Seattle game was the defense knew that the Broncos' offense was really battling. And it was tough sledding in Seattle up in Seattle. There's a reason that they've won 19 of 20 games up there. You know, they don't lose many games. And the one game they lost, they give up 17 points. So you know that going in from a defensive standpoint, you know that it's going to be tough on our offense. And the defense, although they gave up two scores late in the first half, when they had to in the second half, they made plays. They turned the Seahawks over. They allowed the Broncos offense to work in a short field. And I thought they just got better. And I think they gained some confidence in that game. So I think starting with Sunday's game against Arizona, it's going to be interesting to see sort of the mindset of the Bronco defense and how they come and attack the Cardinals offense. And I also think Danny Trevathan is a big, big plus. When you get him back, I think you instantly are better at linebacker.
Should be a fun game. And you know, you wait after that bye week. You can't wait to get these guys back on the field. And particularly this week, how they can bounce back after losing. With Dave Logan, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV here at Dove Valley. Set your alarms a little earlier. Broncos playing at 2:05 on Sunday, and you can hear Dave call the game on News Radio 850 KOA.